out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Baseball, the national sport. I don't know enough to be an addict. And at age 60, I'm just a little too old to start learning. However, baseball is a great illustration of community. One thing I know for sure, my wife is a fan, so every year I buy tickets. About 30 times a season, I treat either my wife or one of my clients to a hot dog, a brew, and a chance to join a temporal community at the ballpark to cheer the team on. Like I said, the rules of the game are still a bit foggy to me. For instance, the infield fly rule. I understand why it applies, but no one ever told me where the infield starts and where it stops. I'd also like to know why Major League Baseball doesn't use women as umpires. I think they do a great job. And maybe, just maybe, we wouldn't yell quite so loudly at them. Anyway, baseball games are great places to see community at work. I used the term temporal to describe my 35,000 plus members at the ballpark community, because they aren't like a permanent community. They come together for just a short time, and then they go away. No extended commitments, no expectations past the parking lot. And in fact, a lot of the communities in our lives are temporal, and they work just fine. They apply the three factors that all communities share. First, communities have a common interest, something around which they can rally. Second, communities have common contracts that describe roles, responsibilities, behaviors, and expectations. Finally, communities create governance, systems to regulate and assure compliance with those roles, responsibilities, and contracts. At last night's game, there was a good example of how community really works. The row of 35 seats immediately in front of ours was full except for two over on the far right aisle. Now, I guess no one ever told these two people holding those tickets about the path of least resistance rule, because they didn't understand the community contract on that issue. These two proceeded to stumble across 33 other members of their community in order, left to right, to get their seats. Well, governance quickly kicked in. Their baseball stadium faux pas was brought to their attention repeatedly by those they tripped and passed over. So I'll bet learning occurred. The next time they join our temporal community, they'll not only know these rules of etiquette, but they'll probably be equally outraged when somebody does it to them. Now remember, there are three common factors every community shares: a common interest, a contract, and governance to assure compliance.
Take me out to the ball game.
Oh, we'll have a lot of fun.
Oh, take me out to the crowd.
We'll yell loud.
And then buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
I don't care.
If you'd like to comment on anything you heard today, send me an email. The address is ldecker@lldecker.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Goodbye now.